Boker Tov, we continue Mizmor Kuf Yutet, and we're on letter Samech today, and that begins with Se'afim Saneti V'Toratecha Ahavti. So what are Se'afim? What are these Se'afim that he hates? So Se'afim seems to be a word for like other de'ot, like other ideologies.
Yeah,
other machshavot. So I hate non-Torah ideas. Or here it is, I hate what is twisted. And the word se'afim related to se'ifim, branches of a tree, which extend outward in haphazard directions. So it's ideas that are twisted and off, that aren't upright and truthful. And in contrast, v'toratecha ahavti, I love your Torah. Next, kuf yudalet. Sitriu magini ata, lidvarecha ihalti. You are my shelter and my shield, Hashem. And therefore, I hope for your word, because your word gives me hope. Your word gives me protection, so I hope I put my hope in your Torah. Kuf tedvav. Suru mimeni mire'im ve'etzera mitzvot Elohai. All you mire'im, you evildoers, or you people that have bad intention, get away from me so that I can uphold the mitzvot of my God. It's a nice pasuk. Suru mimeni mire'im ve'etzera mitzvot Elohai. Sammecheni ki imratecha ve'ehyeh. Sustain me as you said, like your imra. He always refers to the imra, like the promise that Hashem gives to the tzaddikim, that he will protect them. So, sustain me as benefits your word, and I will live. And let me not be embarrassed of my hope. It's a beautiful concept. Like I have all this hope in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if it doesn't work out for me, It's a little bit embarrassing. Oh, you put your cards in this basket and it didn't work out for you. That's a bummer for you. So, al tevisheni misivri. Do not let me get embarrassed of that hope that I put in you.
It almost makes you ask, like, why is he embarrassed? Like, why should he be embarrassed? Just because Hashem made it not work out doesn't mean that he should care about what other people are thinking about him.
It's a good point, but first of all, it's not that he should care; it's that he does. Now, maybe he could get to a higher mala, like a higher level, and will be able to not care about the people that are taunting him because he lost the battle. Mm-hmm. But his gut, at first, does care, right? And he's saying, "Don't let me get to the point where I'm embarrassed because I put my faith in you and I lost the battle, and now all my enemies are laughing at me."
Could there be an answer in last week's parasha that Moshe is like, what is Mitzrayim going to say about you, Hashem, that you took us out for? So it's also the code of the Torah and a code of
Hashem. That's a classic tefillah of all the avot, like all the characters in Tanakh, in David HaMelech, that do it for your sake, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, but here I think it's even one step before that. I think Al Tevishenu Misivri is, before he even gets to that step, is if I put my faith in you on a pshad level, if I put my faith in you and it doesn't work out and my enemies start laughing at me, oh, you put your faith in Hashem, it just feels bad. Yeah. Se'adeni v'ivasheya v'esh'a v'chukecha tamid. Support me, and I will be saved, and then I will turn my attention. I like that translation to your chukim, to your statutes always. Okay, where do we see the word vesh'a, or a variation of it in the tefillah?
No, that's
just... No. V'litfillatam she'eh. And turn to the tefillah of the people. It's in the retze. Okay, so this is the same word, vesh'a. I'll turn to your chukim always. Salita ko shogim mechukecha ki sheker tar mitam. Difficult pasuk. You pushed aside all of those who stray from your mitzvot, from your chukim. Ki sheker tarmitam. What is the word tarmitam? What is tarmit?
Inyan orma.
Their trickery, their deception is sheker. So you turned aside all those who stray from your statutes because their deception is a lie.
So that's the antis. Salita is inyan remisa.
Is inyan remisa. Yeah. That's another.
I think.
Yeah, 100%. I think that's also Radak. Inyan Ramisa. Does he say?
Inyan Okin, Inyan Apoel, Hakavitz, Hida Kol,
Remisa. Okay, so you crushed or you pushed aside all those who deviate from your mitzvot, from your chukim, because their deception is lies, or their lies are deception, or their deception is a lie. Sigi mishpata kol rishei aretz. You destroyed like dross. You know what dross is? Sigim?
No.
Kaspam haya l'sigim. It's the beginning of the Nabi Yeshaya. Kaspam haya l'sigim. Whenever you take pure silver and you mix it with other unvaluable metals, obviously it hurts the value of the silver. Uh-huh. So what people would do is that they would take coins and instead of using pure silver, they would mix it with a different tin or some cheap metal. Wow. And then they would use that as a coin. And that's considered like an avon. Like it's one of the things Yeshaya complains about. Kaspa maya l'sigim. Yenam, I think that's a yenam balul bamaim. That their wine was mixed with water.
Diluted.
They diluted their currency and their wine so that the storekeepers would be lying to the people. And it's a symbol of the fact that the society has become corrupt. Okay, but here he's describing here he's not describing in that sense. He's saying the wicked you destroy, just like someone who takes this coin and he wants to purify it, has to burn the other metal off. So Borei Olam gets rid of the Rasha'im the way the purifier gets rid of the dross, the cheap metal from the coin. Okay. Lachen ahavti aidotecha, and therefore I love your precepts. Okay, because
it has to be that he's getting rid of the Rashaim, or he's purifying the Rashaim.
Ah, I like what you're saying. Spoken like a true person who has ahavat Israel.
It's not kol Rashaim min
haaretz. Right, sigim ishbat. Yeah, because but he says ishbata, destroy them. You destroy the Rashaim, like the one who's purifying the thing destroys the extra metal that's on the coin. Mm-hmm. Okay. Kuf kaf. Samar mipachtecha v'sarim mipshvatecha yareti. My flesh prickles from you, and I fear your mishpatim. Okay, that's just the symbol of his Yirat Shamayim.
Samar means what?
Samar is like simar moret. Is what's it called? Whenever you're...
Chills,
yeah. Chills, and so from fear of you, I have chills, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I fear your mishpatim. Yeah. Asiti mishpat v'tzedek bal tanichayne le'oshkai. I have practiced justice and righteousness. Please do not leave me to my oppressors. Asiti mishpat v'tzedek. So don't give me over to my oshkai. Arov avdecha letov, al ya'ashkuni zedim. Please, like, vouch, Arov, be a protector of your servant for good. Ali ashkuni zedim, and let not the evildoers or the enemies oppress me. Okay, so also it's interesting. I didn't think of this earlier, but Arov is like a guarantor. Mm-hmm. Guarantor. Also used in monetary transactions, like an Arov for a person's collateral, right? So the word Oshek is typically used for theft.
Yeah.
So he's saying, please protect me using a monetary word, arov, and don't let the enemies be oshek me. Mm-hmm. Maybe even referring monetarily. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not how they translated it, but I see some connection there. And I kaluli shuatecha ulimrat tzidkecha. My eyes pine for your salvation and for your righteous word. Aseh ayim abdecha kechasdecha v'chukecha lamedeni. Do with your servant according to your kindness and teach me your chukim. Abdecha ani havineni ve'edea edotecha. I'm your servant. Please help me understand so that I can know your precepts. Ooh, very big pasuk coming up. Ready? Pasuk kuf kafav. Ayet la'asot l'adonai heferu toratecha. It is time to act for Hashem. This is a peshat. Ready? This is a peshat that nobody knows. It is time to act for Hashem because those people, the enemies, have violated your Torah. Mm. Okay, what is the... So that's Peshat. The Peshat is, because there were people that are meferi your Torah, now it's time to stand up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mm-hmm. Now what's the non-Peshat usage that was... that's the famous explanation of this Pasuk? It's the Pasuk that they use to justify the writing of the Mishnah, because technically it's asur to put Torah Shebal Peh to writing.
Wow.
So if you look They use this pasuk. They say, "You're allowed to violate the Torah if it's an itla sot la Hashem." Meaning, if it's a time when you need to do something for kiddush Hashem and there's no other choice, then in certain circumstances you could be mefer the Torah. So that's how they took the license to be mefer the isur of putting Torah shel peh to writing.
Wow.
It's learned from this pasuk, okay? But the peshat of this pasuk is that when there are people that are mefirim the Torah, that are violating the Torah, it's time to act to support HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
I heard a peshat that Rabbi was saying it, that sometimes when you see that everybody is neglecting a certain mitzvah, let's say helping with my team and taking care of those things or things that just nobody's doing, that's the place that you should run to do and to be a part of. It's kind of a similar thing. Those people that aspect of the Torah, they're degrading that. We need to be mishalem. We need to fill in that void left by the people that they're not doing it.
Very nice. Chazak. Okay. Kuf Kaf Zayin. Therefore, I love your commandments more than gold. Wow. And paz is another name for gold. Fine gold, it says here. Okay. Al ken kol pikudei chol yisharti, kol orach sheker saneti. And therefore, kol pikudei chol yisharti, I've been yashar with all of your edicts. There's an extra kol there. And the perush on extra chol. Kol orach sheker saneti, and I hate all every false path.
Ibn Ezra says, "V'ta'am kol pikudei chol ki kol pikudim kolalim kol ish lev." Va'azot mila derech kol pikudei chol.
It's definitely just trying to express how much of the pikudim, meaning it's completely all the pikudim, I have dealt with in a straightforward way. Isharti.
Yeah,
I think they're all going to say something similar. That it's just an expression of how much, of a lot.
Yeah.
Right? All of the mitzvot I deal with straightly, and I hate the false path. Okay, Bezer Hashem, tomorrow we do letter Pei. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen v'amen.